Lord Jesus, may we hear you tonight. Take somebody's hand. See, this is what it means to be inside a circle. Lord Jesus, tonight. Lord, tonight. I pray for any human being that's not connected to you, that they might hear like they've never heard before that you're a reality. Lord, I pray for those of us who come to church Sunday after Sunday. We really believe in a label more than we do a living Savior. God, save us tonight, that we might know the reality of Jesus Christ. God, tonight may the Holy Spirit and the wind that blows across this field that somehow suddenly came up remind us your Spirit is pursuing us. May we embrace it tonight. May we love Jesus and He alone tonight. Amen. You can be seated. I want to go over just a couple things tonight. Just a couple of things. And they've been on my heart for several weeks for tonight. I pray tonight that every one of you, and I've been praying this personally as your pastor and your staff's been praying this. I pray tonight that every one of you truly do know Jesus Christ. I pray tonight that if the Lord was to call you home tonight, you're going to be in heaven. And if not, I got some great news. There's room in the house. There's room in the house. And there's not room because I said there was room. There's room because Jesus said there's room. Now, I got to ask you a question. How many of y'all have ever been in trouble? Yeah, I'm your pastor. How many of y'all ever been in trouble? Man, I've been in trouble. In fact, guess what I found? I haven't found a human being that hadn't been in trouble. Here's our trouble. We've all blown it. How many of y'all blown it before? Man, I've blown it. Man, I've blown it. Man, I wish I could stand here as a pastor and tell you that I hadn't blown it. I wish I could tell you I hadn't blown it this week, but I've blown it. I've messed up. I've been in trouble. My heart's been troubled. My life's been troubled. I've had some trouble along the way. Anybody else had some trouble along the way? Maybe she left and she was supposed to stay. Maybe they were supposed to keep you in that job, but they said goodbye. Maybe it's that nagging drug day after day after day. You don't even know why you do it, but you do it again, hoping it's going to do something new. And it's day after day after day. And what used to be fun has now become a moment of hell. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Maybe your eyes look the wrong way. Maybe you're always wanting what you can't have. But I found if you're going to live, there will be some trouble. And here's the greatest trouble of all. You and I sin. Now, we want to pretend we don't. In fact, in America today, what we've decided to do is if we just don't call it sin, somehow or another, it ain't going to bite us. That makes as much sense as staring down a rattlesnake saying, "You ain't going to bite me." And guess what he's going to do? Bite you. In fact, it goes and reminds me of that little Indian story when the Indian brave went up to the mountain. He climbed high into the mountain because he was going to become a man. On his way back down, he was coming down from the freeze line. The rattlesnake started talking to him. He said, "Hey, little Indian brave." He said, "Would you take me down there where it's warm?" He said, "I can't put you with me. You'll bite me and I'll die." He said, "No, come on, just take me down there and everything will be all right." How many of y'all have ever heard that one before? One time and it'll be what? How many of y'all bought that one before? How many of y'all said this? "I'm just going to do it once." And that was last night. And that's been 40 years. But I'm just going to do it what? How many of y'all said, "Well, I need to experiment." This little Indian brave, he said, "You a snake and you're a poisonous snake, and you're a rattlesnake, and you make noise, and you got big fangs, and you'll bite me, and I'll die. Rattlesnake said, no, come on, just take me on down there. Everything will be what? It'll be all right. Well, he put him in his backpack, his knapsack, got him down below the freeze line, pulled him out, and he bit him. He was laying there dying. He said, why did you bite me? He said, you knew what I was when you picked me up. See, a lot of us have been bitten. We even knew what it was when we what? We knew what it was. It was hell. How many of y'all have ever picked hell up before? What was her name? Or his name. I'm coming that way. Just be patient. How many of y'all have decided to do it your way? Now, you got to get with me tonight. If you're going to do it your way, hell's coming. I want you to hear me. I want you to hear the Spirit of God in me like you've never heard it. If you do it your way, hell's coming. Now, some of y'all are old enough, beat up enough, bruised enough to know I'm telling the truth. Some of you going, oh, preach, you don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm 19. I'm 21. I'm 30. I'm 40. Man, I'm still going. I still got it going on. I ain't going to listen. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to sit outside the circle. I'm not going to pay attention. It'll be all right in the end. Hell is coming. And here's where you're delirious. It's already in your knapsack. And there'll be a time it'll bite you, and then you'll be in trouble. Has anybody here been in trouble before? Does anybody know? What about way back there, way back in the back? Any of y'all been in trouble? That's why they sitting back there. I've been in trouble, and I want to tell you something. This passage of Scripture I want to preach to you tonight, man. I want to praise Jesus that Jesus saw our trouble. We got a God that's seen our trouble. How many of y'all glad? And you and we in this world of humanity has a God that saw our trouble before we picked it up. He saw our trouble. And tonight, here's what I'm offering tonight. In the name, I want to offer you a trip out of trouble. We just need a trip out of trouble. How many of y'all, your hearts get troubled? And my heart don't get troubled till I get bit. How many of y'all like that? And then Jesus said this. Here's what he said. He said, don't let your hearts be troubled. He said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Man, tonight in the name of Jesus, I declare to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, your heart no longer has to be troubled. Not because Pastor Ayers said so. Not because Hillview Heights Church said so. Not even because the Bible said so. Jesus said so. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Man, did somebody need to hear that tonight? How many of y'all came tonight going, oh man, I got this going on. I got that going on. We the most stressed out, anxiety-ridden people I've ever met on the globe. Lord, we talk more about being troubled than we do being blessed. See, we ought to quit talking about our illness and start talking about our healer. Well, you talking about releasing some power. Some of y'all going, Pastor, what got up in you tonight? He has a name. Jesus. Y'all ain't listening to me tonight. You're not hearing from me tonight. God loves you. He loves you so much. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Now, tonight, how many of y'all are trusting in Jesus? See, I'm trusting in Jesus for three things. I'm trusting Jesus to forgive me. How many of y'all need to trust somebody to forgive you? Oh, hold on. Get with me tonight. Anybody need to be forgiven? Does everybody need to be forgiven?
Yeah, I got to say that in a big, good-looking crowd like this because there's somebody over there going, well, I'm telling you what, I don't need to be forgiven. I ain't never drunk a beer, never said a cuss word, never smoked a cigarette. Guess what that means? You're going to be alcohol-free, nicotine-free, and a clean mouth as you sit in hell. You'll already be smoking, you'll want to drink, and I bet you don't say, oh, Lord, on the way down. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. How many of you have been trying to get yourself out of trouble? Well, guess what? Here's what I've found. Every time, listen to me carefully, I try to get out of trouble, I find more trouble. Every time I try to get out of my trouble, I find more trouble. Because guess what I've discovered? Only Jesus can get me out of trouble. Some of you say, well, I got a support group. Only Jesus can get you out of trouble. You can sit around in a circle all day long and say, I'm in trouble. The next guy say, I'm in trouble too. And the next girl go, I'm in trouble. And you can look at each other and go, we are in trouble. Guess what you still in? Trouble. You just got a group rape. You just got group rape trouble. Now, if you sit around in a group, and that group says, yeah, guess what? I got trouble, and you got trouble, and we've even had some of the same trouble. But hold on! I have found the trouble disabler. His name is Jesus. Then my heart's not going to be troubled. Now, I'm going to ask you tonight, three things. I gotta ask Jesus to forgive me. I got to ask Jesus to heal me. And I got to believe that Jesus is my way into heaven. Now, here's the good news. I believe there's a heaven. Anybody here believe there's a heaven? I love heaven. How many of y'all know there's a heaven? Now, I'm kind of an old school preacher, too. I know this is not popular. Some of y'all go to those nice churches where they tell you, as long as you're a wonderful, beautiful person with real white teeth, you're going to be all right. You're just going to be shining in hell. That's all that's going to happen. There is a hell. Now, here's the good news. God doesn't want you there. God didn't make that for you. He doesn't want you in that. He doesn't want you participating in that. He does not want that for your life. Somebody say, well, thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on. I mean, how many of y'all are really thankful you don't have to go to hell? I'm glad. I'm grateful. I am grateful I don't have to go to hell. Now, guess what? If I tried to work my way out of hell, guess what I'm going to find? More hell, thank you. If I try to pay my way out of hell, guess what I'm going to discover? Don't have enough. Somebody's been listening. If I try to good works my way out of heaven, out of hell, guess what I'm going to discover? Yeah, more hell, more work, and I'll never be what? Good enough. See, here's what I want you to know tonight. A lot of us feel like we're not good enough. Man, that's real. How many of y'all have ever had that thought? It just flies through your head, well, I'm not good enough for this. Or nobody welcomes me, or nobody wants me, or I'm not really accepted. Young people, listen, I want to tell you guys something. I'm glad y'all up front. The devil tries to tell you all that all the time, especially you girls. Wants you to look like you're in 17 magazine. Well, those girls ain't real. They computer-generated images. Nobody needs to be that skinny. You'll fall through the shower. Be who God made you. And don't let your hearts be troubled. Because guess what? You could be a daughter of God. You could be a son in relationship to Jesus. Don't let your what? Hearts be troubled. How many of y'all have heard you don't have to be troubled tonight? Now let me tell you why. That's the first part. I don't want you to be in trouble. So tonight, I want to give you this message. Get out of trouble! Son, I got a fellow troublemaker up here with me. And let Jesus take you out of trouble. Watch this. You ready? He said this. Don't let your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Now, the only way to get your heart out of trouble is to say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. Now, some of us are scared to death. You know, really the reality of that is, you know, if Jesus comes into your life, he's going to get the hell out of hell. Y'all understand that? He's going to get the hell out of your life. How many of y'all glad to know that? Why y'all look at me like that when I say hell? I'm not cussing. If I cuss, you'll know it. I know how to do it. I'm talking about hell. There's a reality of hell. And you say, why do you talk about hell all the time? Because nobody else does. Turn on the TV. You don't hear any preaching about hell. They just say, hey, y'all just give us $5 and smile real good. And we love you and God loves you and everything will be all right. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says you and I are in trouble. We've sinned against God. Now, that doesn't mean we're bad. That means we're what? In trouble. We're sinners. Now, here's what this means. Apparently, God loves us a whole lot because he said, hey, in my Father's house are many rooms. How many of y'all glad to have a room? Huh? I noticed God's stock's totally changed. 14 years of God's stock. Guess what I'm looking at now? Some old people. 14 years ago at God's stock, everybody stayed up all night. Now there's a curfew. 10 o'clock, go to bed. First God's stock, nobody slept. Now people sleep in the afternoon. Now let me tell you what's happening, though. I went through the campground. I love going through the campground over there. I went through the campground. I remember the first God stock. There were pup tents everywhere. Dome tents. Diaper kids everywhere. Now I go through the campground. RVs. Trailers. You know, fifth wheels. Air conditioners on every one of them. Hillview has gone soft. Know what it is, we're growing what? Yeah, that's cool. Now, here's what I've noticed. I've seen people come to the campground. They happy because somebody has already set their camper up. They come and say, man, I ain't got to put up a pup tent no more. I'm staying with so-and-so. They got air conditioning. They got a shower. They got a stove. I'm not going to be gritty for Jesus. I got a room. Now, you live different when you got a room. No, somebody's not listening. You live different when you got a room. When you know you got a room, you start living towards your room. See, a lot of you ain't sure you got a room. I hear this all the time. People say, well, Pastor Steve, I hope I go to heaven. I said, you better know. I love my intellectual friends. They go, well, can you be absolutely certain by the textual evidence that there is absolute salvation in Jesus Christ? Let me give you a real sophisticated answer to that. Yes! Because here's what I know is true. If Jesus says it, it happens. Now, he's the only guy I've seen that says it and it happens. George Bush, our president, he says stuff, it don't happen. Chris Allen, our weatherman, don't happen. Pastor Steve Ayers, it don't happen. Tim Murley, rarely happens. We're not who? Hold on. Who's talking here? Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in me. Trust also in my Father. If you trust in me, you'll be trusting in my Father. And my Father has a big house. And it's got a lot of rooms. And he's already made a room for you and you and you and you and you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Wow! Man, if you don't have hair on your head, that ought to grow some. And if you do, it ought to be sticking straight up. Thank you, God, that you love me enough to build me a room. Now, let me tell you what. His room is just like it says it is. I remember Elizabeth when I was going to school. I had to take Elizabeth to school with me. She's been in school with me since I was a freshman in high school. And the reason she's been in school with me since I was a freshman in high school, God wanted me to graduate, so God let me meet Elizabeth. And she's graduated with me all the way through graduate school. Well, Elizabeth, she got some reservations in Parsippany, New Jersey. Now, first of all, I had to ask the Lord, Lord, why do I need to go to New Jersey? Because there's a school there. Yeah, there's a school down south, too. sent us to New Jersey. We had a room at Precipity Inn in New Jersey. When we pulled up, it didn't look too bad. It had a lawn. It was a colonial-looking hotel. We walked inside. Nobody spoke English. They said, "Oh, yes, we have your room." I said, "Good." From the outside, it looked all right. Then we went around back to where our room was. One wing of the hotel was burnt down. And there were a lot of ladies coming in and out of that hotel. Y'all got my drift? And I think they were on the clock. Then we got in our room. We noticed there's little cameras in our room. And I said, "I ain't staying in this room." Then I went downstairs and I told the guy, I said, "You need to give me my money back because I ain't staying in this room." Me not understand. I said, "Give me my money back." Me not understand. I said, "Okay, I need to act like a Christian. Please, give my money back." "You not get your money back." I said, "All right, I'm going redneck." I said, "Sir, I don't like it up here. Y'all don't eat right. You don't fry anything." I said, "I'm not staying in that room. And let me communicate to you. I'm coming across that counter, and when I do, it's not going to be fun." He said, "You can have the money back." Son, we searched for a room. There wasn't a room anywhere. The only room in town in Precipity, New Jersey, on a Tuesday night, because everybody's up there doing something, was a Howard Johnson. I hadn't stayed in a Howard Johnson since I was a 9-year-old kid in Tupelo, Mississippi. Elizabeth said, "They got a Howard Johnson." I said, "I don't care if they have a kibble and bits. We need a room." The room was $270. I paid it with a smile on my face. Because, see, $270 room at Howard Johnson's, where it is safe, is better than a room in trouble. And see, Jesus did not provide you a room of trouble. Somebody hear me? He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." He said, "Trust in me. Trust also in my Father. In my Father's house are many." Now, here's what I'm going to ask you tonight. Have you made room for your room? Did you catch that? You know, a lot of us, come on, guys, let's get real with this deal called following Jesus. We just don't make room for Jesus. But boy, when we do, and we start trusting in Jesus, and also knowing that He is the Son of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, and our provision of grace, meaning this, we are forgiven, we know we have a room. And when you know you have a room, your heart will be at peace. So I'm just talking to you, man, if you're not at peace, you might need to check your reservations. Because a lot of people hear about Jesus, but they never receive Jesus. See, a lot of people never repent. They just come and say, "Well, I believe Jesus exists, and I believe He died on one of them crosses, and I believe 3 days later He got up out of the grave, and that's Jesus." Well, guess what? The devil will tell you that. No, have you said, "Jesus, you know what? I have sinned against You. And Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry for that. I want You to come into my life. I trust You with my existence. And I believe You have a room prepared for me. And tonight, I want to make room in my life for Your life. Come into me." You'll never be the same. You say, "What am I going to act like, crazy?" Uh-uh. You're going to be you on Jesus. In fact, we need to get on Jesus. Everybody's on everything else. They're on crack. They're on meth. What do you look like on Jesus? Well, let me tell you how you look. How many would you like to know how you look when you get on Jesus? Or better yet, let me be theologically correct, when Jesus gets in you. This is the way you look. You look love. Look at your neighbor. Do they look love? Y'all look love. Just say, "I'm looking at love." Come on, tell them that. "I'm looking at love." Hold on. Pastor Mark, when you let Jesus get in you, you will be full of joy. So when I get on Jesus, I'm going to get in to His joy. Let not your heart be what? Hello? I got a room. You got a room. Tonight, get your room. Anybody want to get a room tonight? Y'all say, well, that sounds bad. No, Jesus talked about rooms before you did. Jesus said, I love you so much, I'm going to make a room for you. Now, folks, hear me. God's got room in heaven for you. And here's what he went on to say. He finished saying this. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I'll go there, I'll come back so that you might be where I am. God's here in two ways tonight. First of all, he's here because the reality of his word has been sung about and it's been preached about. That's real. And I'll tell you something else that's here. Please, if you learn this, there is a person of God called the Holy Spirit. It is the Comforter. And when Jesus comes into us and we connect to our room in heaven, he puts a communication line between our salvation and our destiny. He puts a connection that is unbreakable. He sends a counselor that is forever. He sends a power that is almighty. He sends a touch that'll go all the way from here to there. His name is. It's part of Jesus. But his name, Holy Spirit. He got two names. Holy, because that's what he's connected to. That's who he is. He's the third person of the great I Am. He is the forever, and he is the power. And then he wants you to know what he does. He comes from a holy place so you might know that there's holy room for you to have a place in that holy room. And he's got one mission. To point to you the key to the door. There's a key to the door. There's a key to the door. And it works every time. I have to stay in hotels sometimes. They give me one of those keys. I don't know why we can't just use a key. In the old days, they gave you a key to your room. It worked. Now you get a card. If it touches your cell phone, it don't work anymore. I put that key in there. I'm waiting for the green light. Red. But you know what? I tell you, green light's always on. Jesus Christ. Come into my life, that door in heaven, that room in heaven, that place in heaven, that purpose in heaven goes green. You're in. I'm going there to prepare a place for all of you. And let me see how far this goes. I wanted you to come inside the camp tonight for a reason. If you haven't received Jesus tonight, I pray that you do tonight. But then I want to talk to the people in the camp. You see, if we're going to be connected to the power of the Holy Ghost, there's one mission. I can't tell you how proud I am of you as a church. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm getting sentimental. I don't know. I drove through the campground. I rode. I just watched everybody do their thing. And all day long, I've only had one word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that there's some real people that attend the Hillview Heights Church. Jesus, I thank you that there's long-haired people here and short-haired people here and no-haired people here. I'm thankful that there's big people here and medium people here and skinny people here. I'm thankful that there's folks that got a lot of money and folks that ain't got no money. I'm thankful, God, that you've drawn a crowd inside your circle. But most of all, beyond all of that, I'm so thankful that you died on a cross for every one of us. And on the third day, you broke the reign of hell and you came out of a tomb and you're still here today. Oh, I give you praise, Jesus. That's real. There's a place for you, a room in heaven prepared by Jesus. How you get there? Where's the key? How will my heart not be troubled? Time to check up, church. Either in or you're out. You're either with Jesus or you're not with Jesus. And you better hear me in the name of Jesus. There's a time coming, and it's coming sooner than you think. God's going to shake the church down. Pastors aren't going to shake the church down. Church gossips aren't going to shake the church down. The religious people aren't going to shake the church down. Jesus is going to shake the church down. And everybody that has a room will not be shaken. And everybody that has no room will be outside. I'm not surprised that that's going off right now. It's a horn. If that's the best the devil can do tonight, we're in good shape. Now, there's a power here tonight. How do I get to my room that Jesus has made to me? Jeff, man, don't you know it's a cool room? I don't have any biblical evidence for this. I just kind of know this from God. I bet everyone I bet every one of us that has a room, it's been made exactly for you. I bet there's country rooms up there, city rooms up there, Latin American rooms, and Central American rooms, and the United States and Asian rooms. There's a room. And it's all God's. But He knows how to make that room exactly the way you need it. And hear me with all my heart. Nobody is left out of the room. You say, Pastor, I've smoked a lot of dope. Jesus shed a lot of blood. Pastor, you don't understand. I haven't lived my sexual life out. He's resurrected, and He'll make you whole again. How about it tonight? Only God knows what would happen tonight if people tonight got real with Jesus and said, Lord Jesus, come into my life. This is real. People ask me all the time, why do I follow Jesus? I have one answer. It is real. I sure would not go to church if Jesus wasn't real. The church has never thrilled me. I never wrote down in my yearbook, I want to be a pastor. I wrote down in my yearbook, I want to be rich. And God honored my dream. Because I'm a rich man. I'm rich in the love of God. I'm rich in the joy of God. I'm rich in the peace of God. I'm rich in the purpose of God. And I got a room. Compliments of Jesus. Jesus. How do we get to where you're going? That was that question. How do we get there? John 14, verse 6. Jesus says, He answers him, Thomas, you know where I'm going. Hold on. You know where I'm going because you know who I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, look at this, please, this is the Word of God. These are Jesus' spoken words. Don't play with them. Don't play with them. No one. No exception. Nobody gets in unless they have Jesus. Nobody. No one. He said, Pastor Harris, what about all these other religions? No one. Pastor asked, what about my sister? She was good. She is no one comes to the Father unless they come through me, says Jesus. Not the Baptist. Jesus. Not Hillview Heights. Jesus. And it comes down to the reality. Every one of us are going to have to determine if He is the Son of God, if He is the way of forgiveness, if He is the risen Savior, if He is the way and the truth and the life. And Dick, when you do, it'll make a man who believed there wasn't a God walk a half a mile to come to an altar to know there is a God. Won't it, Dick? Yes, sirree. Dick was an atheist for years, so he thought. And on an Easter Sunday morning, he picked up his key. He said, Jesus, come into my life. And Jesus said, I'm already there. He said, forgive me of my sin. He said, already done. He said, prepare a place for me in heaven. He said, got it covered. Come on in. My good and faithful servant. So tonight, if you want to be faithful, I'd start with this. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'd go ahead and tell Him what you did. Here's my list. Lord, I've lied. I'm arrogant. I'm proud. Not worshiped You at times. Not listened to what You told me at times. So how come You don't give us all the details? I found when you chop a tree at the roots, it'll die. Those root sins brought in a lot of nasty details. Lord Jesus, come into my life and forgive me. It's done, says Jesus. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Live it. Tonight, maybe you've been following Jesus, but you know, how many of y'all kind of on a bungee cord? You know the Lord's got you, but you'll stretch it a little. I thank God for my eternal bungee cord. Because I can only run so far and my feet lock up. I go, oh, there He is again. And it pulls my life back in the direction of my room. Praise God. I'm going to open this altar tonight. You hear me very clearly. Y'all have been so great tonight. The Spirit has captured you. I'm going to invite some of you for the first time to ask Jesus to come to your life. And that's going to happen for you. And you're going to be locked into heaven. And after that, I'm going to ask you to step up and get serious. Tomorrow morning, I got good news. We're going to get to hold baptisms at the lake. That's so out there in that water. It looked like the Jordan River. Guess what? There's going to be several of you being baptized tomorrow. And that's a celebration to Hillview. Now, I want you to hear me. Please hear me. Baptism is important. And it's been played down in the modern church. If Jesus did it, it's important. And He did it. Now I want you to think. Have you borne witness in baptism since you really got saved? Because here's the way it works. Jesus comes into your life. And because he's in your life, you declare the life in baptism. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, down on the beach, a rugged beach this year. It's kind of fitting. You're going to hear, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now may you be buried in Jesus Christ. Oh, grace and forgiveness. We won't hold you under this long. And now may you be risen. And every time the Spirit sees that, probably if you were to look with your heavenly spirit eyes, you'd see a dove. And that dove would say, "This is my girl, and I'm real proud of her. This is my boy, and I'm real proud of him. It's my boy," says the Heavenly Father, "and I'm really proud of him." Amen? Some of y'all hadn't had that experience. I want you right now in prayer to ask God if you're supposed to do that tomorrow. I'm serious. Some of y'all got baptized because you went down with a herd of kids. Didn't even know what you were doing. Guys, we can't play with this stuff any longer, is what I'm trying to tell you. See, Pastor Harris, why do you get like this? I have one terrifying fear. If I don't tell you the truth, you might not fare real well on the day of judgment. And I want to look over on the day of judgment and say, "Lord, I know I wasn't one of your best, but I just wanted to be faithful. Did I tell them the truth?" And here's the truth. No one comes to the Father unless they receive Jesus. And you know what else? You won't come until the Spirit pulls you. There's nothing I can say to save you. I can't get you out of trouble. But I know who can. And tonight, just pray with me. Right now, because guess what we're going to do? We're going to open this altar up. Tonight, if you need to come and just be prayed over, come and be prayed over. Tonight, if you know you're supposed to be baptized anymore, I trust you in Jesus on that. You know you're supposed to be baptized. There's just something in me that tells me there's just a lot of folks that's supposed to get that right. That's between you and God. None of my business. But I want you to be blessed. This is supposed to happen tonight. This church is supposed to be made aware of the power of the Holy Spirit. And at this altar tonight, we're going to pray for healing. Listen, I'm not scared of drugs and alcohol. I know about that. And I know you can be clean. And I know once you get clean, you don't have to run around talking about how dirty you were. Because you're clean. And that's the truth. And I know one thing's absolute. The truth will set you free. And the truth will heal your heart. And you can look in the eyes of Jesus and say, "Guess what, Jesus, you're right. I've trusted you. And my heart's no longer troubled. It is filled with peace, even though there are troubled times." Let's live it. Amen. Jesus loves every one of you. He made a room for you. Tony, can you help them at the altar, please? Tony's one of my young pastor buddies. Look what God called a big old offensive lineman. Two of them at the altar. Reverend Reynolds and Reverend Tony. Now guess what? These guys aren't special. They're just called. I'm not special. Just called. Tonight, God wants to heal some folks. He wants you to get real about your baptism. If you've been following Jesus Christ, Be baptized tomorrow. Let's declare that witness, because you'll stay with Him. If Jesus is an attachment to your life and not the main thing, then you've missed the truth. He's the main thing. Everything else is secondary. Amen. Mama loves you, but she can't get you out of trouble. Daddy's proud of you, but he can't get you out of trouble. Grandmama, you've done no wrong in her eyes, but she can't get you out of trouble. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. Stand with me, please. Oh, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Over this gathering of people, Lord, I don't know them all, but You know every one of them. You said You knew every hair on our head. So God, I ask You tonight to begin to speak as You've already spoken, God, to the hearts of the people that need to pray this prayer. Draw them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those of you that are followers of Jesus right now, I want you to agree with me in prayer. I'm going to pray bold tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray that every person that is not connected to Jesus, that has heard this message tonight, in the name of Jesus, so receive Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive Jesus. God does something. He does it in the thousands, the millions, the billions, the trillions, the zillions. He's got a room for you. Why don't you ask Him for tonight? Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a cheater. I've dishonored the Sabbath. I've committed adultery. I've drank too much, smoked too much, lusted too much. But tonight, God, I'm tired of my heart being troubled. And for some weird reason, God, this makes sense tonight. And You've grabbed a hold of me tonight. And so, Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sin. I know You're real. I know You've died for me. I know You've risen. And now, I want You to live in me. Lord, I'm going to take my room tonight. And let not my heart be what? Tonight, if you're a follower of Jesus and struggling with that stuff, trying to hold on to you, tonight, in the name of Jesus, may you be delivered. Amen? How many of y'all agree tonight? Did people just be delivered tonight? The Holy Spirit does something with you He's never done with you, so what? We got people already coming to Christ tonight. Already coming to this altar. You come on as I talk. Because right now, Father, we praise You for Your salvation. Amen? We praise You for Your deliverance. We praise You that You're real. We praise You that the gates of hell cannot reign against Your church. Amen? And we pray once again in the name of Jesus for those that need to be baptized. Right now, You come. Come on, you grab a pastor and say, in the morning at 9 o'clock on that beach, I'm going to declare that I'm a child of Jesus. You may have been baptized as a baby. And I think your parents did a great job if they baptized you as a baby. They said, I want my child to know Jesus. Now that you know Him, you declare Him in baptism. Amen? Holy Spirit, be released as people come. As people are coming. Come on, I'm going to ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Don't stand there. Come and pray. Come and let God have His way. See what God might do. See what God might do. See what God might do. Hallelujah. 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 Folks, I want you to just pray with me for a minute. It's just kind of, man, people are getting saved. People are getting saved. Now listen, I want you to kind of draw close. I want you to know right now, this is the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ, that people might have salvation. Come on, just cooperate for a minute. Everybody just kind of scoot up close here. I want us to pray. We need a gathering of prayer. All right, that's good, right? Just kind of get close to each other. There's importance right now of learning to be together. And I don't want you to look around and say, well, so-and-so's not in there. It's about you being obedient. Can I give some of y'all a big lesson? Watch this. You know what I found? It's a full-time job for me to be faithful. My job ain't to worry about somebody else's faithfulness. My job is to be what? Guess what your job is? Come on. Be faithful. There's people receiving Christ at this altar, and I wanted to get where I could see you. I want to pray one more time. Hey, please don't leave here and go to hell. You say, well, Pastor, that offends me. I want you to think about how blind you are. You're offended that some man cares about your salvation. That's lost, man. That's real lost. And you cannot believe the hell, but guess what? That won't change hell. And you can pretend there's not a Jesus, but that won't make him go away. And you can use a lot of big, sophisticated words. I can do that too. And guess what that means? You know some big, sophisticated words. But then there's the reality of the Holy Spirit and the purpose of that Spirit. And it's either real or it's not real. And somewhere down the line, you've got to get real. No games. So guess what? There's man, crowd this size tonight, there's still others. I just want to pray, man, if you need to ask Christ in your life, that you would. And I can't make you. I promise you, if the Lord told me I could grab you and throw you on the ground and you'd be saved, I'd throw every one of you on the ground. But that's not the message. The message is that He's real. And you must choose to receive Him. I'm just delivering the message. He loves you. His name's Jesus. He's real. You don't have to go to hell. I think that's good news. You don't have to stay pinned in drugs. I think that's good news. You don't have to run around on your wife. You can actually love her. I think that's good news. You don't have to abandon your children anymore because you'll finally be stable. I think that's great news. I think this is a better life on my way to the room. And I'm real. I'm real. Man, I know there's some crazy stuff in this world. Some crappy stuff. And I love you kids because some of y'all have been through some hell. Some of you teenagers, I'm so sorry that your parents were so daggum selfish that they couldn't love you. And that's tough and that's real. But then here's the truth. There's a Jesus and He's real too. And He won't leave you. And He won't abandon you. And He won't be out at night on you. He'll be there with you. Be real with Him. He loves every one of you. And if you don't think He saves little children, I played with a little boy just a minute ago, and I felt the power of the Holy Spirit fill him up. I said, thank you, Jesus. Because you know what? Jesus knows that little boy's life all the way into the man he's going to be. I don't know who received Jesus tonight. Maybe the President of the United States in 2055. Maybe the doctor that's going to cure cancer. Maybe the teacher that inspires a group of young people to really turn this nation around for real. Tonight it's that real. In church it's going to keep being this real. Because you know what? How many of y'all would just pray tonight, I'm going to keep pounding this. I'm serious. Guess what? I'm going to ask every one of y'all, because y'all up in front of everybody, not tonight. Before the year's over, I'm going to say, who'd you talk to Jesus about? A lot of y'all have. That's why you sing different. Billy, everybody goes, man, what a voice. It ain't a voice. It's, oh, what a spirit that's connected to a voice. Because Billy, no matter what he's doing, he said, you know what? Jesus is the answer. Hello? Tim Murley. It's not Tim Murley. He's from Burksville. It's the Holy Spirit that makes an educator stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, our students will hear His way. See, that's the Spirit of God. But guess what? In just a minute, there's going to be a baptismal class over there. If you're going to be baptized in the morning at 9 o'clock, and guess what? I'm going to strongly suggest, get that sewed up. And if you've been baptized, live like it. You say, well, does that mean I'm going to join the church? No. That means you're going to join the kingdom of God. You go to whatever church you want to. I want you to be in the kingdom of God. It looks like me, we all on that lake, amen? I pay taxes, don't you? Let me tell you who owns that lake. God does. And He loves to see a lot of His children in it tomorrow that need to be baptized. And a lot of His children getting saved. And a lot of young people getting saved. I thank God for the work, Pastor Eric, you've done, and now the work you're going to do with young adults. I thank God for Shane and for Chase Goff. I thank God that we got young people and university students now who know how to live out their faith. And it's going to go on. And in the name of Jesus, there will be a difference made. Amen? Was this clear enough tonight? We got one mission. As many people come to know Jesus as possible before we die. Is that clear enough? Let me give you the good news. You will die. That's good news. When your body's falling apart and your knees don't work anymore and your earlobes have shot off your head and stuff, you need to die. And that's a good thing if you got a room. It'll scare the hell out of you if you don't. Is that plain enough? Did the Lord get it where even Kentucky people could understand it? And Costa Rican people? Can I just tell y'all something funny about the Costa Rica pastor? He's from the mountains of Costa Rica. That's probably why he's connected to a Kentucky church. He's a Latin American hillbilly. Now let's pray. Lord, I don't know how you could have made it any plainer tonight. I don't know how people couldn't understand that you're not a rescuing God after the message you sent through Pastor Ward. I don't understand how they could. And I just ask right now, God, if there is any interference from the devil that's not supposed to be here in the name of Jesus, that's gone. God, I ask for healing. I ask for healing of even the secret stuff that nobody knows, but you know it. God, I ask we just be honest before you. Lord, I ask some just real practical things, that we would love our families like we're supposed to. We'd raise our own children. Maybe, God, we need to focus on our own family. That would be like a real healing wave to the nation. God, thanks for these folks called Hillview. Because a whole bunch of them are called followers of Jesus. And God, we're looking for some more tonight, because I know you are. So if that's you, come up here and get a pastor. I'm going to leave this prayer very open-ended tonight. And in the name of Jesus, may some of your friends come to know Him. I expect this out of you. Every year of your life that you get to live, at least one friend would come to know Jesus in that year. That's every one of you. That's a lot of people here in a few years. You say, where are we going to put them? I don't know, but I know I got a Father who has many rooms in His house, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm not going to worry about where to put them, because the Bible just told me tonight and told you tonight He's already built that house, so He's got room for you. Do you have room for Him? All right, look at me. We're going to close this altar time. Now, some of y'all under conviction of the Holy Spirit, you're going to go home tonight and you can't stand it. You've been honored tonight. That's fine. I was honored too. He'll win. Tonight, if you're laying in bed and you realize, you know, I'm going to hell. Lord Jesus, come into my life. It works right there in your bedroom. Then be here in the morning at 9 o'clock. You can tell everybody about it when your head goes under the water. And your head and your body come out of the water resurrected in the name of Jesus. Clear enough? Why don't you take a hand? I don't know. I just had a lovely time tonight. Y'all had a lovely time tonight? How many of y'all say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what? Used to, when we were younger and not as smart, we'd say, man, this is great. Best God stock ever. I'm not going to say that this year. You know what I'm going to say? This was another one of God's moments. And all of them are the best. Some of you are celebrating your 14th year of living for Jesus because you were baptized at the first God stop. Happy birthday. A lot of you are celebrating a year following Jesus Christ. Guess what? Happy birthday. And I hope it continues on. I hope we get a few more years. I don't want Jesus to come back tomorrow. I got too many friends going to hell right now. And if the Lord would be gracious and leave us here a few more days, I want to tell my buddies about Jesus. I'm going to ask you to tell your friends about Jesus. Hillview, we all got to be in this thing together. It's fixing to get supernatural crazy. So until we meet again, may people know we've been with Jesus. And may the power of that great connection, the Holy Spirit, be in your life. And may the world outside those torches know our Jesus is alive. God bless you. 9 o'clock in the morning. God bless you.